Okay, good morning. You're Matt Smart. We're on 70 years out of Israel. It's quite a nice day to be giving a shiur. All right. So to, we're Masechet Zvachim, Daf Vav. I'm going to start at the bottom of Daf Hey. So yesterday we said like this, we're still busy discussing over here the idea of kapara for somebody else, right? So the Gemara said like this, Lebeimer de Kanyelehu. So we said that's the case that if the Yorshim can bring the korban, then obviously that must be a Maasei Kinyan, and the korban belongs to the Yorshim. Rabbi Yochanan, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Heniach et shutafim, right? Heniach mincha l'shnei vanav umeit kreva. If you left a mincha for your two children, you brought it. Ve'ein bo shutfut, right? And there's no shutfut. Now, what's the problem? Oh, David, do me a favor. Put the air conditioner on. At the wall, right? But it says, but ein bo shutfut. Now, ve'isak edatach kanyelehu. Nefesh al-Rahman, right? The Torah said nefesh. In other words, in the Yachid, there can't be shutafim in the whole story. It's like, v'lo kanyelehu, it's not, this is what we got up to yesterday, basically, right? What, v'lo kanyelehu, it's not a kinyan. Rabbi Yochanan, heniach b'hem l'shnei b'nav u'meit, kreva. If you left an animal, in other words, you died before you brought the korban, and your children inherited it, it says kreva v'ein me'mirin ba, right? Me'mirin, that's the din of tmura. They can't exchange. Remember, we saw tmura, is that if you once you've dedicated a korban, it's a korban. If you now decide to bring another korban in its place, put a loyim irenu. I think the pasuk actually here. Loya. If you turn over the amud, you'll see the page. The pasuk loyachlifenu v'lo yamir oto tov bara ora betov v'im hamer yamir behema bivema vayahu utmurato yekodesh. Well, that was a din. We've learned this before a few times. That if you decide to exchange it, they both become kodesh. You can't say, you know what, I prefer this animal to keep or to sell or to farm or to eat. I'll bring that one in its place. As soon as you do that, the tmura takes effect. In other words, the actual act takes effect. And what do you really do? In essence, you create two korbanot. Right? So now that's tmura. So what does Rabbi Yochanan tell us? That when it comes to shutfut, right, with these two brothers that inherit the animal, ain't memirinba. They can't memir. In other words, even if they do, it doesn't make a difference. Right? That's the idea of ein me'mirinba. Look at Rashi at the bottom. Ve'im he'mir eino tmura. Okay, the Kshilu B'Kubetzi puts in there. Ve'im he'mir he'mir ba, right? Im he'mir ba eino tmura. Doesn't work. The tmura doesn't make it. That doesn't work. So now, why is it a problem for us? So if we say that there's a master, that there's kinyan, that they were inherited it, then why does it tmura work? Right, because why not? Look at Gerul explain that in a second. Now, yeah, might be Shlomo Kanyelehu. If you're going to say that there is Kinyan and it's theirs, Hainu the Ein Me'mirinba. Then we understand why Rabbi Yochanan said, remember, Ein Me'mirinba. I was like, Ibi Shlomo Kanyelehu. If you're going to tell me that there was a Kinyan, Hainu the Ein Me'mirinba. Then we understand now why Rabbi Yochanan said that there isn't a Me'mir. Why? Davidehu Keshutafim. Because they become shutafin, they inherited together as a partnership. The shutafin lo matzu me'mirin. And there's a din, the whole of Tmura is written by Lashon Yachid, we'll see it in a second. If you can see that pasuk, right? Look at the pasuk, lo yachlifu, yachlifenu, that's the animal itself. Velo yamir oto tov ra'ra betov im hamer yamir. It's all written in the Yachid. Look at Rashi, the shutafin lo matzu me'mirin. Look at Rashi, the Tanya hako me'mirin, chutz mina shutafin. So when you're partners, which if an individual who's got balut, he can do tmura, right? It's funny, when you say he can do tmura, he can't do tmura, right? But it means that the tmura that he did affects the second korban. If you can't do tmura, then it means whatever you said is null and void, as if you never said it. You understand? It's the exact opposite of what we think, right? So shutafim can't do tmura. So now we understand why Rabbi Yochanan said they can't do tmura. Why? Because they inherited it together as brothers, and they become partners, and that's why they can't do tmura, because they're partners. Because shutafim, that's the brighter. Vishe kol ha'parsha kula nira l'shon yachid, says Rashi. Kamo lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir oto, etc. Amar meimar, the Torah says meimar v'lo shnayi meimirin. Okay, so that's what I understand. So therefore, the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says you can't do tmura, you tell me why? Because they got it. Obviously, there's a massive kinyan here. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a problem doing tmura. And to look back in the Gemara, we should have a much remember. Eliyah marked lo kanyelehu, and if you tell me there wasn't that there isn't an inheritance, yeah. Emora namilimru, what do we care? Let them go and do tmura. The Gemara says no. The separate reason over here why they can't do it. Says shahani hatam Tamakra im hamer yamir. This is double lashon, right? Hamer yamir. What's hamer yamir? It's the Gemara. Lerabot et hayoresh. Right? So in other words, what's going to be? Lerabot et hayoresh. Echad memir ve'en shnai memir. That's what you're katuv. Right? It isn't kinyan when it comes to yoresh. But because the pasuk said im hamer yamir, telling us, who's hamer? The owners. And the yamir is a separate limud on a yoresh. There isn't kinyan, but the yoresh is included in tmura not because of the kinyan, because he's a yoresh. Okay, that's very, very, very long shot. Look at Rashi. Shani atam, afal gav delo kanyelehu. See that? There's no kinyan. Bechol zot erayrin, gzerat akatovu, deshani yorshin, sorry, deshne yorshin, ein memirin, zevach shefrish avihen. So there's no kinyan. But the Hamer Yamir is Hamer for the owners, and Yamir also for the Yoresh. Even though he's not the owner, he can do Tmura. But then there's a Din in Shutafin. Only one can do it, not two can do it like anybody else. Nothing to do with Kenyan at all. Okay, so now that was... Who asked that question? I don't know. Was that still... That was Rav Nachman and Rav Shechid with Rav Adar Bar Matna, right? So there was Makib Rav Asi, who my name is Iyikirmase, the name of the Kanyada, Rav Yochanan, and Iyakmase, I don't know who this is talking there, but yeah, doesn't matter. Right. So now, Matkif, La Rabbi Yaakov in Arpakod. Rabbi Yaakov from Arpakod didn't like this. If you're telling me that the Hamer Yamir is a double Lashon and it comes to include Yorash, so Gabe Maser, right, with Maser, Dichtiv, Im Gaol Yigal, right, and you know with Maser, right, if you do pigeons, so you add a fifth, remember, it's actually a quarter, right, 25%, which is from the top, right. See Rashi, Yigal Ish Vimasol Rabot Yoresh, right? Shemosif Chomesh Upodet Maser Aviv. Remember, when we said Chomesh doesn't mean 20%. Chomesh means 25%. Remember, and you add 25%, and it becomes 20% of the total. Right? This is Matkir Rabbi Yaakov in Arpakod. Ele Me'atah Gabe Maser Dichtiv Im Gol Yigal Rabot Ela Yoresh. Hachenami Echad Goel Ve'en Shnayim Goalin. That's the case. If Gol Yigal is coming to teach me this, then tell me as well that it includes the Yoresh, and only one can, not two can do it. So what's it? This is the Shani Maser. Why? It says the Gabe Avuho Nami Itay B'Shutfut. The concept of Maser is completely different. Why? Because when it comes to Tmura, when the father had the Behema, he was limited to himself doing it. There wasn't Shutafim in Tmura on the original ownership. So when the son became a Yoresh, the Dinim carried on across. With regards to Maser, we can be partners in a field. We could own a field and we can give Maser together. There's no problem. So they should foot in our original ownership. So too, when it comes to Yerusha, there's no problem in doing it with a should foot. In other words, come and skip through. Okay, Amalei Rav Asi Rav Ashi, Umina. Rav Asi says to Rav Ashi, you know what? This dinner, this whole concept here of whether there is Kenyan or not Kenyan, we can see it in the essence of the whole story. Why? Because Iyamart Bishlome Kanyeleu, if you're telling me it's all good, that there is Kenyan, right? That there is Kenyan. We're going to finish this again in 2 seconds. Right? Mishlo bekanyelehu. So hainu dechad mihamema. Then we understand why. So he's saying that there is Kenyan, right? We just proved a second ago that from Hamer Yamir is a gzera katu for Yoresh without having Kenyan. Okay, but Rav Asi says Rashi that we can prove from in the din, right, whether there is Kenyan or isn't. Because says, there we understand why only one of them can do the Tmura. Why? Because there's Yerusha. It's his. And now it becomes his. And we can't have partners. Tmura is only for Yechidut. And he amart lo kanyeleu. Right? But if you said that there isn't Kenyan, how come he can do Tmura at all, even the one? In other words, he's going a little bit against the Gzerakatu here. Rabbi Yochanan. Hamagdish, he brings a bright light today. These couple of halachas here. Only the middle ones relevant to us. The first and the third are extraneous, but they are along the same lines. Rabbi Yochanan taught us like this: Hamagdish Mosif Chomesh. Okay, so a person, look at Rashi. You have to need this Rashi because Hamagdish Adam Shnadar Korban, says Rashi. He said Hamagdish Mosif Chomesh. The Rambam Chilta about 3 lines up in the Gemara on the Rashi side. Right? Hamagdish Mosif Chom Adam Shnedar Korban Veifrishu Chaveiro Mishelo. Okay, so I made a neder, and then Ira went and he set aside the korban for me. Litchaper bo anoder. He's a nice guy. He's got a big herd of cattle, and he says, "You know what? I'll set aside the korban for you." Right? So I made the neder. He sets aside the korban. Vehumam, and that korban got a mum. So now we can't use it, right? So ubal chalelo. Now we're going to come and we want to redeem it. We want to take it out and put something in its place. Ima mafrish mechalelo. If Ira, who set aside the korban, not me, who's supposed to bring the korban, if he decides now to go and sort out the korban from Kochim, mosif chomesh, he has to now pay that 25%. Avav ima mitchaper mechalelo. But if I go, he says, "I don't care, Darren, I set aside the korban for you, it's your problem, you do what you want to do, you go. If you don't want it, you don't want it, etc. I go, I can take it without having to pay the chomesh." Right? Mosif chomesh. Why? The Talia Rahman al Chomesh per Magdish. Rabbi Yochanan tells us, who pays the Chomesh? The Magdish. Not the guy who's going to benefit from it. The person who sets it aside. The Ichtik, what Pasuk says, Ve'im ha-Magdish yigalit baito, v'yosif chamishito. Specifically in the Pasuk. Ve'im gaol yigalit ha-sadeh ha-Magdish oto. Okay? Those are the ideas. So that's the first halach Rabbi Yochanan teaches us. Then, umitchaper, said Torah. But now, who's getting the kapara for the korban? Me. Right? So now the question is, if I don't like that korban and I decide now for another korban and ask someone to bring that korban in its place, does the tmura take effect? And does the new korban become kadosh as well and the original korban still stays kadosh? We say no. Just like the makdish who does the pays the chomesh, he's the guy who has the tmura effect, not me. Rabbi Yochanan says, umitchaper oseh tmura, the exact opposite. Look at Rashi. Because for the purposes of this korban, he's the owner. It's interesting, eh? He's on the one hand, he's the owner for tmura, but not okay. Okay, we'll see later when we get to masechet tmura, right? Why? Okay, now really that masechet, that tmura is what's relevant to us, right? Why can he do tmura, the guy who's the mitchaper? What did Rashi say? Because he's the baalim. How did he become the baalim? Obviously, in the Yerusha, there was Kenyan. Because the mitchaper here, in our case, was Myanmar and Ira. But the mitchaper could be that the father set aside a korban, and then he didn't bring it, and the children brought it, and now they're going to get the kapara for the korban, because he's dead already. So they now become the mitchaprim. So we see they can do tmura. So why can they do tmura? Because they're the bottom. How did the bottom? They must have been Masi Kenyan. So really, that's the end of the sugya, but we'll just carry on. Va'tore mishelo al shel chaveiro. Another concept over here. Look at Rashi. Vatorem truma mishlo al hakeri shel chavero. So let's say again, I've got a friend, he didn't bring truma. He didn't bring truma. And I've better give truma. So I say, you know what? I'm going to give now double the truma from my pile, and half it's going to be for him as well. So at least he's not eating tevel. Right? So now, really, half the truma is his. Now, this is also a concept we can't relate to, right? But look at Rashi. Vatorem truma mishelo al hakeri shel chavero. Tovat hana'ah shel mafrish hu biyado. What's this tovat hana'ah? Tovat hana'ah is like benefit. How do you say tovat hana'ah in English? What's the word tovat hana'ah? Like you get the benefit of decision. What? Of gratitude. Okay. So in other words, you've got the decision to choose what to do with it. Look here, what does he mean? Leteita lekohen sheyirtze. I decide which coin to give the truma to. He can't come and say, "Listen, my brother-in-law's a coin. Give him that half of mine, please." Even though you're going to get the benefit of your food not being tethered anymore, you've got no rights in deciding where the truma goes to. But I said it in terms of my brother-in-law. But look at Rashi's example. Ve'im ba Yisrael va'amarlo. But if a Yisrael comes and says, "Hey, lach sele zo v'tein trumatcha, take a sele, I'll pay you, bribe you, right?" Leben biti kohen, and go give this to my grandson who's a kohen. Ota sele tovatana shel mafrishu. That's what he can exactly. Vayali fatam time et kol masit v'chavetad v'fish. Okay, same idea. So bottom line is, from our point of view, Rav Ashi says, or Rav Ashi or Rav Asi, Rav Asi said to Rav Ashi, right? So we can see from within the kohen halacha itself that there must be some sort of balut here. Because otherwise, how come the mitchaper is the one who decides can do tumura and not the guy who set it aside? Now the Gemara says like this: Mikiva lo mechapra, mikupia mechapra. So what does it mean? Look at Rashi there. Umeshani. So Rashi adds in umeshani. So therefore, Rav Ashi answers Rav Asi. When Rashi says to Rav Ashi, look, he has proof that there's balut. Because it wasn't balut, then why would the mitchaper be the one to decide, not the guy to decide? He says umeshani. He answers him, mikiva lo mechapra, mikupia mechapra. Kapara, look at Rashi. Kapara kvua shehe yoresh ba'alav mamash ein lahen. He says no. There isn't the proper kaparia. There's not a fully fledged kapara, right? However, hilchach gabe mincha ksherli karev de lo shutafim hi, right? That's why with the mincha there's no problem because the mincha is not shutafim. Aval kapara kupia v'tzafa mimele yesh lahen bo v'hilchach b'emi. So he says there's a type of a kapara. There isn't a fully fledged kapara of an ownership. There's a floating kapara. Right? It's like an ancillary type. How do your grandmas explain there? Peripheral. What? Peripheral. Okay, right. Okay, not a good one. Look at Rashi there. Rashi says, Kupia lashon tzaf. Kupia means like floating, right? Akfu yadaihu. Kumova yatzafa barza. Right? There's nothing lacking. Remember when he throws the axe and the axe sinks and the Elisha comes and throws wood into the river or into the sea and the axe suddenly rises the steel? That's Vayitzafa Barzel. Targum, the Kappa Barzela. So he says there, Vayitzaf floats, Vayesh lo domev masechet yoma. Okay. Basically, Rav Ashi says, Rav Ashi, not a perfectly good proof. There's a little bit of kapara. There's enough kapara to enable you to be the one to be able to do tmura, but there's not kapara in terms of balut. It's too hard.
What happens if I have to do kapara and I give it to my friend to do it for me? From my cattle, or from my...
You want your friend to go and be your shaliach?
Yeah.
That's what you say.
But I give him the...
Right, so you're saying you appoint your friend to shaliach?
Yeah, shaliach.
So, is it like anything in shlichut? Anything in shlichut? You can send a shaliach to do anything. Send a shaliach to marry your wife. Pass me that serviette, please. So, I don't think, unless there's a, we'll come across it in terms of some sort of gzeret akatu, but I can't think of any reason why. Can anybody think of a reason why you couldn't do shlichut in korban? I don't know. Smicha. But smicha is in Ma'akev, so they won't be smicha. So they won't be smicha. I don't know. I think it would be like any shlichut Ellen. I don't know. I think that's my instinct, but I could be wrong. I don't know. Alright. Okay, so now Ibayaleu. Kiprul. So now we're still carrying on. Remember, our original, let's remember what we're trying to prove here. We're trying to still understand how come the Mishnah tells us that if you bring a korban lo lishma, we've gone through the different lishmas of avoda and the different lishmas of balut, and now we're busy with shutafim and yerusha, etc., etc., etc. But bottom line is, what is this korban doing for us? Because we see that you bring a korban, it was a kosher korban, but you're going to bring another animal in its place, right? So now we're going to see an interesting concept over here, right? The person brings a korban, he didn't have veira, and now he wants kapara. And he's scared that until he's got proper kapara, he's exposed to isurin. Right? He could suffer until he does his kapara. Right? Again, we correlate to this. But so it was like a zibayleu. Kipru amashe ba'u lo kipru. So bottom line, okay, we understand that I'm going to bring another korban. Fine. But was my kapara done in some? By the way, I've been looking since yesterday on every site I could possibly think of anything to do with the difference between kapara and ritzu. I can't find anything. So I'm on Alosha Baruch this morning. I'm sure that he's edited the whole of the virtual admission of the Gush. He must know if there's something. And it's a Zvachim is like a Lichtenstein sort of pet Masechtes. Yeah. So I'm sure that, yeah, they're busy editing a book now at the moment on his Shiurim on Masechet Zvachim, which he's editing with Moshe and Meir Lichtenstein. So I'll ask him, but he wasn't around last time. Okay. So he by Leo, Kipru, Amashe, Ba'u, Lo Kipru. Tachlis is, was there Kapara? And now I've got to bring another Korban. But was there kapara, right?
The Mishnah said no.
They never said no. The Mishnah just said, Shelo lishman kesherim, ele shelo alu lebalim l'shem chova. Chova means I've got a chova to bring a korban. So maybe I've still got a chova to bring a korban. Okay. But the kapara at least was there. So if it takes me another till the next regular bring a korban, I'm insured, right? That's really the I think is the question.
Yeah,
so I get the kapara, but I still got to bring a korban. Okay, look here, kapara kavua. Look at Rashi, kapara kavua. Yoresh Bamash. Okay, well, yeah, he's talking about, you know, I'm judging a little bit because for me that's the answer to the question. But Rashi focuses the question on the Yerusha here. Okay? Shu Yoresh Balav Mamash, Ein Lahin. Hilcha Kabe Minchik Shayli Kareh, do we read the Rashi? Hold on.
Next
Rashi. Keep right. That's right. Kochim Shenizbuchu. Okay, I'm right. Shelo Lishman Yikrevu, he said, right? Vutnan Lo Alula Shem Chova. See that, Robert? He says there, Lo Alula Shem Chova. Utsarich, you want to open the window there, Arye? Maybe open the window.
Lower the temperature.
We can't find the remote. You know where it is? It's in the Aron Chashma. Not Aron Chashma. Okay, at the back there, where the amplifier is. I don't think that's locked. I think that the remote is there. It says Yakotim shes bechush lo lishman yikrevu, but na lo alu l'shem chova. But shirich lavi acher. Okay. Mihu, however, mi bayelei. Our question is what? Im kapru alachet shehu freshu alav. At least there was the kapara on the chet. What's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina? Shelo yidag. I should read the Rashi to begin with. Shelo yidag mina yisurin bein taim. Okay, I can't say better than that, right? That's really the idea. Some of Shashi bread Rav Idi mistabred lo kipru. So he says not from Svara. There's no kapara, right? The isak datach kipru sheni lamahuba. Right, because if there was kapara, then why bring another one? So if that kapara finished. Velemai lo kipru, velemai lo kipru, right? So now sort of the question then, on the other hand, is okay, fine. So you tell me there's no, from Svara there's no kapara. So velemai, if you tell me the lo kipru, the lamu karev. So why did I bring it at all, right? So here comes a difficult answer if you ask me, but you know, I'm not sure that I understand this 100%. I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Shisha Braid Rav Idi Hachi Kakasha. He says this is the question. Right? When we had the Kasha, he says this is what's bothering. What's his question? I Amar, do you say Bishloma Lo Kipru? Therefore, Shelo Lishmo, but Mikoach Lishmo Kaati. Well, we'll get to Rashi in a second. Let me read the whole Gemara, right? Usheini, the Bach takes out the Lama, Vesheini Huba Lechaper. So there wasn't kapara, but from the koach of lishmo it came. In other words, the fact that you set aside the korban, you still had to bring it. But there wasn't kapara, but now you had to bring it. Eliyah amar kipru, because if you say do kipru, then sheini lama hu ba. Why would you have a second one in at all? So in other words, we understand that either you bring it and there is kapara, and then why do I need the second one? Or we say there isn't kapara, so why do I bring it? So you bring it because there was koach of the korban. But once you said this, look at Rashi, maybe a little bit of a job that I started explaining. I'm Rashi. The yalif lo kipru mida baidi to a shiny. Obviously, there wasn't kapara because you have to bring the second one. So hachi kashi says, bahavat shnei tfei miyak korban rishon, why bring the second one? He says, afilu hachi mikrav kirva, why? The shelo lishmo, why? Mikoach lishmo kati. The mitchilato, here was Rashi's point. From the outset, lishmo hugdash. Because it was a hekdesh year, so we dedicate it, we bring it, but it's got no kapara. Because if you tell me there's kapara, why'd I bring the second one? Okay, that's really clear. All right. Vusheini, look at Rashi, ba lechaper al achet. Okay, kagon imulahi mechaper al asei, imashal mechaper al ashmo. Okay. So now ibay lehu asei. So now we got the next question. If what happens if you were over on a mitzvah asay? Remember, because we said that nola, we said yesterday, even though we used the example that nola doesn't do kapara, we said it does do kapara, does a kapara on a mitzvah asay. And then a lot asay is a chatat. If you're over on a mitzvah asay, an ala will do kapara for you. So what happens if I set aside an ola for a mitzvah asay that I was over on, and before bringing the korban, I was over another asay? Okay, so if I've already got that korban, in other words, banked. Can I credit debit the korban, that credit on that same korban, or is it only for what happened before? And that's a good question now. Ibaile, I said lachar afrasha mikapar olom or mechapra olom mechapra. Right after I already set it aside, so it's like this. Mi aminan midi dahave achatat. Do we say that it's exactly as a chatat? Ma chatat? The korim afrasha in lachar afrasha lo. That's the one side of the question. So nechata is only for things that took place beforehand. Ah, it's working now, eh? Yeah, clearly. Yeah. And not all. Dear my lord, David nechata. Say no. What? But it's up. Is it on your back? We lifted it up. We became experts last night. Right? Dear my lord, David nechata. Why the chatat? I'll call chait v'chait by the two echad chatat. With the chatat, each separate chait needs its own korban, right? V'hacha kevan, that is the look at that bach is the but kevan hacha kevan the e ika kama asay gabei mechabra. And there here with the ola, no, it works for many asays, not like a chatat. So therefore, we can say asay lacha vishenami mechabra. Since it's different in a chatat, that a chatat is unique to each aveira, and ola isn't unique to each mitzvah asay, so maybe the din there of having to have it only refer to aveiras before the hafrasha don't apply here, because you could add on many. So who says you could have? Who says that the cutoff when you can add aveiras is at the hafrasha stage? Maybe even until you brought the korban, you can carry on adding aveiras. Okay, question's clear, right? That's an easy question. Right? Was a Toshma? You can learn from a brighter. We can see over here, and the Gemara brings a bright from a Sechet Yom and a Sechet Benachot. Right? What does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, V'samach. Read the whole Pasuk, because the Pasuk is a bit corrupted here in the Gemara. The Pasuk is like this, V'samach yado arosh ha'ola. So he does smicha. V'nirtzalo, and he has this ritui, right? L'chaper alav. So in other words, when does the kapara come along? After he's done smicha. Right? So v'nirtza, so Gemara says like this, v'chim smicha mechaperet. Is the smicha what does the kapara? V'halo en kapara l'bedam. But we know that when does the kapara come around? From the time of the zrika of the dam, the throwing of the dam. Sheneimar ki adam hu anefesh yechaper, hu banefesh yechaper. Right, it's the dam, that's the next pasuk. Ki nefesh avasa badam hi, v'ani netativ lachem al hamizbeach. Lechaper al nafshotechem, and when do we do chapara? Ki hadam hu benefesh yechaper. So it's vada, not the smicha. Elamah tamud lomar v'samach v'nirtze lechaper. So why do we have there smicha and kapara together in the pasuk? She'im asa l'smicha, she'im a'ase l'smicha, shayre mitzvah, ma'alelav katuv ki lo kativ. See, lo kaper. I'm just going to say what shayre mitzvah means. If you go to art scroll, look at the bottom down the Likutei Rashi. Because the Rashi over here, you know what? Look at Rashi first. It's the second last, like, wide line before they become very wide. Shelo nechsheva ba'eina velo asa. Like, you know what? It's actually, to be honest with you, it's not as bad as I thought. I thought the Rashi that he brings from Yoma, it's a little bit bad. Look at Rashi down at the bottom there. Shayre mitzvah. Klomar. Shelo chash. Lachshov ota mitzvah velo samach. In other words, he didn't take smicha seriously. He belittled smicha, right? So what's the limud of the Gemara saying over here? Enachinami, the zrikat adam is what gives you the kapara. But still, if you belittle the smicha, you won't get kapara. Okay, so then when I said that smicha is lo ma'akev, Steve, early on, maybe he has smicha uli ma'akev. Or maybe it wouldn't be ma'akev, but if you didn't do it for any real reason, maybe only if you belittled it, it wouldn't do you kapara. Right, so how does this help us? So what's going to come? Our question is, what about and being over an assay between the hafrasha stage and the bringing stage? Right. So now the Gemara carries on. Kilokiper v'chiper. Right. We need the bach over here on the head of the bach here. It says v'chiper my chiper umay lo chiper. What kapara did it do, and what kapara isn't there? It says my love the chiper. I say the kodim hafrasha, velo chiper. I say the smicha. There's a mitzvah. I say to do smicha, right? So obviously they can't not be kapara at all. So what does it mean that you never got kapara for the assay? It must mean that the kapara for the aveira that you did before you did the hafrasha, there you get kapara. That's the zrikat adam. We'll give you the kapara. But being over or not doing a mitzvah assay of smicha, that you won't get kapara for. So that fits in with our question, right? Because our question was, do you get kapara for an aveira after the hafrasha. Now the aveira of not doing smicha took place after the hafrasha, and we see that the Koran won't do kapara for you. Now if the aveiras after the hafrasha should work as well, okay, so I was over an aveira, I never did smicha, but it happened after the hafrasha, so let my korban be mechaper for not doing smicha. Clear? Right? Well, it seems like you don't even need kavona. We're saying that any asa that I did, you know, even if I had kavona, let's say I'm when the time of the Kohen turns, I'm saying, listen, Kohen, I didn't do smicha. Just have kavona for me to do kapara. Maybe if you need it, I don't know. But it seems the Gemara is trying to prove over here. I think it's too far fetched to say that because you do smicha, you got no kapara at all. Therefore, it must be that the kapara we're speaking about is the kapara or not doing smicha. And here's proof that mitzvot asa that you're over on after afrasha don't work. Here's the answer to that question. Why? Here, the Gemara says, the Havala Asay, the Achara Frasha. Right? So that seems clearly a good proof. So Amarava, Asay the Smicha Ka'amart. He says that can't help us over here, right? That isn't going to help us at all in terms of this. Why? He says, Kosha'ani Hatam, the Chol Kame de Lo Shachit, Ba'amod V'smoch Kai. Says, because until you've actually shechted the animal, it's kinder smicha. There's no limit on smicha. So, I guess you didn't smicha now. You didn't smicha then. Right? Eimat, now, Eimat kahave asay. When was the asay? When were you over on the asay then? Because you couldn't have smicha up until you shechted it. She says, so therefore, when, in your case, and that you didn't do smicha, at what stage didn't you do the smicha? In other words, at what stage were you over on this mitzvah asay? Right? La'achar shechita. Not after hafrasha. You were over on the mitzvah asay after shechita. La'achar shechita, look at me bailan. And that's really a different story altogether. In other words, you can't prove anything. So he thought he brought a great proof to our question. He said, no, you can't bring a proof. He says, Rava, why? Because our question was, if you over on a mitzvah asay, from the time that you were mafrish until the time that you shechted it. You telling me that you over on a mitzvah asay when? After you shechted it, because any moment up until the shechita you could have done the maaseh. So we only know that you haven't done the maaseh once the animal's been shechted. So you only over when it was too late. And that's already not after hafrasha, that's after shechita. And therefore it's not the same. So actually you can't prove that you can or you can't add asays to this or not. Look at Rashi, Motsa Bukai. See Rashi at the bottom of the page. Va'akati ko kame de lo shachte lo avar alei. You weren't over. You were only over on not doing smicha at the shechita stage. Okay, and that's shechita lo kami b'ayin, and that's not what the question that we asked. All right, next question. How are we doing for time here? Oh, not doing well at all. Although next amud I think is a little bit shorter. Okay. We're not doing well at all. Let's move. Amale Rav Huna bar Yehuda Rava. So Rav Huna said to Rava, right? We're still in this question now on v'chiper and lo chiper, right? Could we sit over here that you get kapara, but you don't get kapara, and we're trying to say that kiper was for all the other mitzvot that you over on, and lo chiper was for smicha. So I'm going to Rav Huna Rebbe, Rav Huna Rava, right? Ema, let's rephrase and say that chiper gavra. But when we said kiper and lo chiper, the chiper is the gavra. Lo chiper kameshmaya. But he's still not done with regards to Shamayim, like we wanted to say as well with regards to our Mishnah. Now, what was our Mishnah? We said, why do we bring it? Why don't we bring it? We bring it because there was a Kiddush in the Korban, Mikoach Lishmo Ka'ati. Remember, that's what we said, from the Shmo, the fact that he had been brought it. However, Lo Yatzai Dei Chovato. Right? Same idea. Lo Chiper Kameshmaya. Right? Look at Rashi. L'nachad Ruach L'kono D'lo Avad Mitzvah Min Amuvchar. He didn't do the Mitzvah the way he should have done it. He's done a Mitzvah, not in the Muvchar. Right? He says, Milot Nan. He says, Hachi. He says, because didn't we learn the Mishnah? Vahanotar Bashemen Asher Al Kaf. Vahanotar Bashemen Asher Al Kaf. Vechiper Alav Al Kaf. Vechiper Alav HaKohen. Put it back here. Livne Hashem. Im Natan. Right? So now, hold on. Yeah. Vechiper. There's a bit of a corruption here. The back corrected. Vahanotar Bashemen Al Kaf. Let's look at the Pasuk, yeah? Pasuk says Aviyah, Vanotar Bashemen al Kafa Kohen, Yiten Arosha Mitaher, Vechiper la Vokai Lifne Hashem. So any of the oil, we're talking here about a Metzora, I think, right? Im Natan. Yerashi says, yeah. Shirayim al Rosh im Natan Shirayim. Otherwise, the Kohen has got any oils left over, right, on his hand. Al Rosh amit amitzora chiper the kapara amatnot al Rosh ketiva, because he has to put this on his hands. He puts it on his legs and his boan ralo yamanit. Well, you know the whole story with the mitzora, right? On his toes and his thumbs and his head, etc. So the pasuk, the Mishnah says, right, hanotar bashemen, right, im natan chiper, v'im lo natan lo chiper. So it says over here that if the kohen put the balance or was left over on his head, this oils, then there's kapara, v'im lo natan lo chiper. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer, right, shairei mitzvah hein. When we saw Sharei Mitzvah, so Sharei Mitzvah, we said there was like belittling the Mitzvah. He has explained it a little bit differently. Look at Rashi Mitzvah. Dichtiv anotar, hilchach haveke shvichat Sharei Adam, dechatat, sharech Sharei Adam, dechatat, deloma akveke lekam. In other words, it's left over blood. Now, if you want to throw it, throw it. And it's not. But if you didn't throw that in the world, then you threw a bit of blood. Right? Same thing over here. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that it's Sharei Mitzvah. In other words, bein nitan, bein shelo nitan, kiper. However, if he didn't use up all the oils and he basically threw away the balance, umalin alav kilu lo kiper. However, the Torah regards if he didn't do kapara. He did kapara, but he didn't do kapara. Right? So he said, what do you mean, my kilu lo kiper? What do you mean he didn't do kapara? As if he didn't do kapara. Right? What does that mean? Ilema demi ba'ilei. If you're going to tell me that this mitzora has to lead to a korban achrina, has to bring another korban. So then we understand it wasn't kapara, bring another korban. But why would we bring another korban? You already told me he's done kapara, so why another korban? Ele chiper, therefore, what does it mean chiper? Not that there wasn't kapara, because there was kapara. Never bring a korban, that's pretty was kapara. Ele chiper, gavra. Lo chiper, kameshmaya. In that case of the mitzora, it wasn't a greatest kapara. He's done kapara. But as far as Hashem is concerned, Klapeshmaya would have been better had he done the kapara with all the oil and throat, etc. He says, Hachinami, kiper, v'chulei. So too, in our case over here, that's what it means he's telling to Rava. Right? He's telling Rava, it's not a question of whether there was before or after, etc., etc. He says, no. He said, just the difference is over here, without in the smicha and the story over there, he did kapara, but it wasn't kapara in the most mina muvchar, Klapeshmaya. Okay, so now, how do we keep it? Okay, hatam nami kiper. Okay, hold on. So he said, what are you talking about? Right? So this was Rav Huna bar Yehuda to Rava, right? So now Rava's talking. So now Rava says to him, hatam nami kiper. What does it mean there? Talking there in Mitzora, right? Not in Amos Sugya. Here in this Mishnah we brought, right? This Mishnah came from a second Nagai. He said, "Hatam nami chiper matan bohonot, lo chiper matanot harosh." Right? So let's look at Rashi over here. Lo chiper matanot harosh, v'yavi lug acher v'yitain matanot harosh. Rabbi Kiva tzarich sheyatchil bebohonot. He says, "No! He's going to start all over again." That's what he means there. The kapara. It's got nothing to do like us over here. He says, don't tell me that there's no kapara dash tamai and he's done the kapara. No, that's not correct at all. There's no issue here of that he's done it but not klapeshmai, hasn't done it. Ah, he's done it or hasn't done it. What it means over here is kapara but not kapara means start again. Because if you did the sprinkle of the oil nicely on his big toes and his etc., that's all fine. Go back and sprinkle on the head again. Rabbi Kiva will tell you, start from the legs again. Rabbi Kiva will say, even when what the process wasn't completed, you've got to go all the way back to the beginning. So now, we're still carrying on with the brighter now. Is that clear? Mm-hmm. I'm rushing through it, but is it clear? Clear. Okay. Toshma. Right? Now we're going back to the idea of Hafrasha. Toshma, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kivsei Atzeret. Now we're trying to ask the question, if you brought a korban, right, and Hafrasha stage, if what happens after the Hafrasha. So he says, Rabbi Shimon, give him a brighter. Kivsei Atzeret, Lamein Ba'in, on Shavuot, why do we bring these kvasim, right? So he's going to try and prove over here. So he says, what do you mean, kifsa atzeret? He says, kifsa atzeret or shlamim. He says, okay, so you're right. Look, you want to see Rashi? He says, yeah, kifsa atzeret shlamim, you know. Ta'echitan sefer de milta al tumat migdash ukdosha. They come specifically there, the kifsa atzeret that the Kohen brings, they come for tumat migdash. ולא חובה ללחם הן באין, להתיר את החדש במקדש, כדי מלכות ביקורים. So you can't tell me anything about that, because our question is, why are we being brought? אלא סעירי, says you're right. אלא סעירי עצרת. You correct, you agree, let's go to סעירי עצרת. What are סעירי עצרת? The סעירים, right? למה הן באין? Look at Rashi, what are סעירי עצרת? גבי עצרת כתיבי, it says there's שני סעירים. You bring two סעירים. אחד בתורת כהנים, we learn one in ביקרא, ועשיתם סעיר עזים אחד לחטאת, ואחד בחומש הפיקודים. Okay, that is in במדבר. למוספין, וקיים אלן במסכת שבועות, ולא את מסכת שבועות, סעירי הרגלים באין על תומת מקדש וקדושה, that was the סעירין, right, שאין בה ידיעה, לא בתחילה ולא בסוף. Remember that? We learned this מסכת שבועות, right? There was no, you remember, remember we had that table, we had a table, of the differences when there was Yadir at the beginning and not Yadir at the end, when there wasn't Yadir at the beginning and at the end there was the beginning, when there wasn't the beginning. Remember that whole table that we had? Mm-hmm. Right? So that's what that this series is brought for. So it says, Se'irei Atzeret. Why do we bring them? Al Tumat Mikdash Ukdoshav. If there was a case of inadvertent Tumah in the Mikdash. So the Kohen brings the Korban. So now, Niz, remember, we're trying to understand now why if what happens after the Afrasha. So it says now, Nizrak Damul Shor Rishon, if I've already done the Zrika of the Dam of the Rishon, Shaini Lama Kare, why are in the second one? Because why do I need two? Why do I need two? I've done the first one, so that's a good Korban, and the Korban is done. So obviously, why do I need a second one? Al Tuma She'ura Bein Zeh L'Zeh. Must be, I bring one and the other, why? In case there was an Aveira of Tuma, right? Which took place between the first and the second one. So we see that the second one helps me for the Tumah after between the first and the second. But now when was the Hafrasha done? Before the first one. So the Aveira, the second one, comes to help do Kapara for the Aveira after I've done Zrika of the first one, which is definitely after the Hafrasha of the second one. So it seems that the second one now comes to do Kapara after Hafrasha, on a virus, after Hafrasha. Right? That's a perfectly good proof, right? It says, Emor me'ata. So the Gemara, he says, according to that, me'ata ruina Yisrael, lakriv korbonot ahen, b'chol eit, b'chol shah. So in reality, if we're saying that every time there's an Aveira, could have been, you should be being korban all the time, we should be, every minute, we should be shechting a korban, whatever happened between the previous korban and the second korban. Ela, but why didn't the Torah make us do that? Ela chisecha katuv, right? Chisecha katuv, and with the word chas, I won't go into Rashi. Rashi got a very beautiful Rashi over here, but chis, you know, I've got to read it. It will be 5 minutes late for davening. We'll say brachos on that. Ela chisecha katuv, right? Chasach me'avonotehem, velo digdei kacharehem. The Torah had rachmonis basically on all the avayos and didn't nitpick. Lefi shechas al mamonam. Because it had Rachmonos on our money. Because if you had to bring a korban every second, you'd go broke. Right? So the Balaam Yisrael would go broke. V'chaveiro b'masechet b'nachon. He says, and this is a similar one. He's got a friend in this kalocha. He says, manu b'nei chachisachon. U'mefaresh ma'im b'nei. What does it mean, b'nei chachisachon? He says, HaTorah chasa al-mamonam shel Yisrael. Beautiful Rashi. Okay. So now, let's go back to our sugya. So there are teams over here that we've proven that there is kapara after Hafrasha. Vahacha ta'asei t'la'achar afrashahu uchemakapra. That's the Gemara says, no. I da'afrashinu bevatacha. That would be all beautiful if you told me that we did hafrasha on both the korbanot at exactly the same time. The Gemara says, hache b'ma'enachinami. Right? Then I'd agree with you. Then I'd achinami, right? But hacha b'ma'as, what are we talking about over here? Ta'afrashinu b'zeh achar zeh. First we were mafresh, and then we brought the korban. And now we mafrish and we bring the second korban. So that's why the second korban can work for the mitzvot asay that we were over on after we had done the zrika of the dam. Because we hadn't yet done the hafrasha. Okay? It's all right. All right, so the Gemara says, what do you mean? V'leiku v'leimel elekra techiktiva b'zeh achar zeh ketiva? Or you tell me the pasuk said set aside two korbanot, and you interpreting the pasuk to tell you that set aside two korbanot ze achar ze. Let's be honest, doesn't make sense, right? The pasuk says, there's no pasuk here. But anyway, we haven't got a pasuk in the Gemara. Can you find the pasuk? Doesn't matter. But the pasuk that says there with regard to the se on the seirim, right? Nowhere do we see inherent in the pasuk. Pretty wrong with the pasuk. Look at it. Anyhow, we can. The Gemara saying you wouldn't say it. Amar Rav Papa. So Rav Papa, look at just. see, there's one Rashi that I really want to do. It's long Rashi, so I'm rushing ahead to get to that. Amar Rav Papa, korban otzibur kamarta, shani korban otzibur, delev baitin kematna lehen. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. He says, no, he says, this isn't the case. It's not necessarily a case of setting aside korban one after the other. And we saw the other day that we had itnu, baitin with a tna'im, we had with the six kavonas that you had to have, remember? Lishmo and Lishem Azoveach and Lishem, remember that? All the six kavonas? Was it on Daf Gimel or Daf Dalet? Remember Amud Bet somewhere down there, one of Amud Bet. We said there that that we had the kavonas. Amud Bet, right? On Daf Bet, Amud Bet. And we had that towards the bottom. We said the Shem Shishat Dvarim Azevach Nizbach. The Shem Zevach, the Shem Zoveach, the Shem Aishim, the Shem Reach. Shem Nichoach, Vachat, etc. I'm Rabbi Yossi, right? And we said, Af mi shelo haya belibo l'shem achat mikol elu kasher. Why? Even if you never had the right kavona, why? She t'nai beitin hu. That is a beitin made a t'nai. Atnu beitin de lo lam lishmo. But he said, don't make a t'nai lishmo. Dil ma'ati l'may mash lo lishmo. Rather, don't even say anything and not make a mistake. Remember that? So we see that beitin have got the power to make tna'im, which are inherent in korbanot, that the korbanot still brought lishma. So the same idea he says over here. He says, why is it not the case over here? Why, on the one hand, we can't prove that a mitzvah asay after the hafrasha works. And on the other hand, we don't have to say that it was zeh achar zeh, that you set aside each one after the other. Why not? He says, because we talk about korbanot tzibur, shani korbanot tzibur, with these sirim that we brought on Shavuot or korban tzibur. And what happens with Korban Tzibur? Look at the Rashi, we'll read the Rashi, then we'll finish off. Leiv Beitin, the very first wide lines. Leiv Beitin, right? Ha'oskin betorche Tzibur. Those people who are doing the work of the Tzibur. Matne alehim is a condition. She'afilu yafrishu ha'kohanim bevatachat. Even if the Kohanim set aside the Korbanot to do hafrashat together. Lo tehe hafrashat acharon hafrasha. The second hafrasha doesn't take effect. Ad samuch lakravato, until right before the hakrava. Why? Kedei she'ra'ui she'ni zeh lavo al tuma she'ora ben ta'im. So there's proof, by the way, that you can't use the korban after hafrasha, but we don't have to say this ridiculous idea in inverted commas, right? That it's hafrasha zeh achar zeh because we can't find it in the pasuk. But baitin were matne that the second hafrasha, even though you're doing it at the same time, only takes place right before the shechita to allow you to use the korban for kapara for any mitzvah asa you over on between the second korban, right? And just one last thing, it's a beautiful rashi. This, and how does he know this? Kedamar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Damar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, korbanot tzibur sakin moshachtan lema shehein. Look at that, the korban tzibur, the knife. Only when the shochet actually swaps the knife across, that determines what the korban is all about, right? Look at Rashi here quickly. Okay, we got. Give me 3-4 minutes. We don't put on tefillin today. You know what I'm saying? All right. Ashochatin moshachtan lema shehem ruim omdin. Right. The knife does it. Right. Va'afilu. Now this is like wild. Yeah. Va'afilu lo yada hashochet mahein. And the guy who's doing the shechit hasn't got a clue what this korban is for. He just told shecht. Right. Kegon temidin shelo hutshuchu letzibur. Right, the korban tamid, which you never need anymore. Lama she nikhu mitchumi yeshayin, because it was taken from. Remember, we saw this the other day about the kinuach on the beitin, right? The ketzam is bayach, because it was used from money from a previous year. Ve'igia echad benizim, they bought korbanot, set them aside, and now it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. These korbanot were all bought with last year's money. We know you're going to buy a new korban with this year's money, right? She mitzvah avim in achadash, kirim Rosh Hashanah shochatin v'ksheirin the ketzam is bayach. Remember, he has again ketzam is bayach, but the mizbeach is un. Occupied, so we bring all these sort of redundant korbanot. Kedin shar motar chumat kesef and yishar bukvat chuma. Keshemagia chavanis, when the first Nisan comes, shemekaitzi what is back. We call you for tamid anymore, we use it for that. Fa'afa gav the shame tamidin yilkahu. Now you do it by a second, but it was set aside for a tamid, right? Velo l'shem olat nidvat zibur. It wasn't just done for nedava, for ketam izbeach, kegon ketam izbeach, right? Hoyo velo chazul etamidin, karve lemai de chazu. When they bring it, even though it's set aside for a korban, the shchita makes it now relevant to what it is for now. Mishum wa delev beitin matne alein. There was beitin had this whole at from the outset. Im right hutshachu hutshachu. That's the bach edin. Say if needed is needed. Vim lo, and if it isn't needed, you kaitu ben adam izbayach. Use it for kaitu izbayach. That's why it says over here you can't bring any proof over here from a tzibur other than to prove that there isn't averus after hafrasha. Let's quickly carry on. Rabbi Yosef bread, Rav Shmuel, Rav Papa, Umiita, Rav Shimon, Leiv Beitin, Matne Alehen. And where do we know this from? That Rabbi Shimon would agree that this is the case. Amrav Ili Bar Avin, Amrav Amram, Amrav Yitzchak, Amrav Yochanan, Temidin, Shelo Hutshechu Letzibur, Ledir Rabbi Shimon, Ein Niftin, Temimim. You can't do pidyon while they still tummy. You have to let them become get a mum. Dibachachamim Niftin. To me, okay, no, let's end off over here. You all carry on tomorrow on your own on that last little bit.